made trapeze hung from a tree. Later, he made up stories for reporters about this time. He would either say he had been in a real traveling circus as a boy, or that he was already performing his famous escapes at age 9. The truth is, he wasn't really interested in magic yet, but he liked the acrobatics and the applause. Not much is known about Eric's adventures as a runaway, except that he definitely left home for a while when he was 12. He may have run away from home more than once, even though he loved his family very much. He always planned to return once he had some money. Living and traveling on his own made Eric resourceful and clever. So when Samuel moved to New York City in 1887, hoping for better luck there, he picked 13-year-old Eric to take with him, even though he wasn't the oldest son. Together, they raised enough money so that the rest of the family could join them. But Samuel Weiss died in 1892, leaving his wife with 6 children to care for. Still, Eric was sure he could help out his family. America had not been the land of opportunity for his father, but Eric was determined that it would be for him. Also, before he died, his dad made Eric promise something: to always take care of his mother. Eric took any promise very seriously, and this one most of all. For the rest of her life, Cecilia Weiss could depend on her truant son. There's one story about his childhood that Harry Houdini loved to tell in later years. Whether or not it's true, it certainly sounds like his style. One day in December, while Eric was working as a messenger boy, he had an idea. He wrote out a card and stuck it to his hat. The words on the card were, "Christmas is coming, turkeys are fat. Please drop a quarter in the messenger boy's hat." Lots of people laughed and gave him quarters. That night, when he got home, he hid all the quarters in his hair and in his clothes. Then he went to his mother and said, "Shake me, I'm magic." So she did. Quarters came flying out and went rolling all over the place, like magic. Then, when he was about 16, Eric came across a book called The Memoirs of Robert Houdin, Ambassador, Author, and Conjurer, written by himself. It was the autobiography of a very famous 19th-century French magician. It was full of fantastic stories. Eric was hooked. If Robert Houdin could become so famous through magic, then Eric Weiss could too. But he'd need a catchy stage name. His family called him Harry, short for Eric. That sounded like Harry. And Houdin was a name that already made people think of magic. So Harry added an I to the end, and ta-da! Harry Houdini was born. Chapter 2. So You Want to Be a Magician? Success didn't come like magic for Harry. How does someone become a magician, after all? It's not like becoming a doctor or a lawyer. There is no school for magicians. It took Harry years of hard work. First, of course, a magician has to learn lots of tricks. Harry was always looking for new tricks and illusions, even after he became very famous. He watched other magicians, read books on magic, and wrote everything down in notebooks. He always kept a notebook by his bed in case he thought of something in the middle of the night. Being a magician also takes practice, practice, and more practice. Harry practiced his tricks over and over again. He did special exercises to keep his hands and feet flexible and fast. He carried a coin with him and flipped it through his fingers whenever he wasn't performing. Try it. It's harder than it looks. But beyond just learning and practicing, Harry also had to work on selling himself. Even the best magician needs an audience. Harry had to find ways to make people come and see his act. he had to get people's attention. One of Harry's first magic acts was called The Brothers Houdini. His younger brother, Theo, was his partner. They did card tricks and mind reading, disappearing acts, and illusions. An illusion is something that seems to have happened, but logically couldn't have. For instance, have you ever seen a magician pull a coin out of someone's ear? That's an illusion. Or a magician rips a sheet of paper into bits, then presto, it's all back in one piece. Logically, it's not possible for the paper to put itself back together, or for a magician to find a coin in someone's ear, but the trick is done so quickly that it looks real to the people watching. Harry and Theo did a lot of these kinds of tricks. They did their act anywhere they could find a place to put on their show, and they always set aside money to send home to their mother. One of the most exciting places they performed was in the sideshow at the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago. Harry was just 19, and Theo was 17. Theo and Harry got along well. Theo was a lot like Harry in some ways. He loved magic, too. He later had a career on his own as a magician. But there were problems. One night, Theo messed up their best trick. Harry hated mistakes. He insisted on everything being perfect in front of an audience. Theo just couldn't keep up with him. Harry needed a replacement for Theo, and soon enough, one came along. In the summer of 1894, the Brothers Houdini performed in the same town as a song and dance act called the Floral Sisters. One of the sisters was a tiny, brown-haired girl called Beatrice Raymond. Like Harry, she had changed her name to go on stage. Her real name was Wilhelmina Rahner, but everyone called her Bess. She was 18 years old. Harry was 20. For Bess and Harry, it was love at first sight. Some stories say they got married only 2 weeks after they met. According to one of these stories,